Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
New criminal indictments have been handed down, this time involving 15 felony charges against Susan Merritt and David DeLayden. These were the two individuals that were involved in the video recording of the conversations involving Planned Parenthood personnel with regards to their discussion of harvesting and selling baby body parts. It's outrageous. We're going to talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. Matt, this is another situation coming up with just outrageous results. The state attorney this time in California has filed a charge involving 15 felony counts against our client, Susan Merritt, and David DeLayden. And it's involving not fictitious ID or anything like that. It's involving recording another person. And under the law in California, there is what's called a surreptitious recording statute. And it clearly says that if you believe, there's a number of exceptions to this, if you believe that a felony has been or is about to be committed, you have an exception and you can record someone's conversation. Well, Susan and David clearly had a reasonable belief that a felony had been and was continuing to be committed by Planned Parenthood and some of the organizations that they were harvesting and then selling baby body parts to, which is a federal crime. So now we have to go in and defend Susan like we did defend her in Houston, Texas, and we got that indictment over there dismissed. But it's outrageous, Matt, where this politically charged government, in this case, California, instead of coming after and investigating Planned Parenthood, comes after those who did the world a service by revealing what was going on in these abortion clinics.
Yeah, this is clearly just a gross abuse of the criminal justice system in California. It's a politically motivated witch hunt of the first order. There's not even thinly veiled. Here, as you point out, Matt, the law clearly protects David DeLayden and Susan Merritt. It's a subjective standard, a subjective analysis. If they subjectively and reasonably believe that a felony is being committed, then they can surreptitiously, to use the language of the statute, record. That's exactly what they did. Not only was the subjective analysis reasonable, they objectively understood felonies to be committed, and a case could be made clearly against Planned Parenthood. The right defendants here that need to be facing criminal charges are not Susan and David. The defendants need to be Planned Parenthood there in California, but this is a politically motivated witch hunt by a pro-abort government in California here. And just as it was thrown out and exposed as just that in Houston, I believe that you will be successful in your defense, Matt, of Susan.
Yeah, it's outrageous. You know, in Houston, you had an indictment. It wasn't a felony there. You know, the difference between a felony and a misdemeanor is pretty significant. Now, technically, a general thumbnail difference is a felony is a year or more in prison, where you could also have additional fines. And there's other consequences. You lose, in some cases, your right to vote. You lose, in some cases, your right to carry concealed weapon. So it has consequences. And then in the other scenario, a misdemeanor is something typically less than a year. Certainly, it's a crime, but it's a much less crime. Well, in Houston, they charged Susan with a misdemeanor. Well, we got that dismissed. The dismissal also was against David DeLayden. Now in California, it's not one felony, it's 15 felonies. They charged her with 14 felonies for every person who was recorded, plus a 15th felony for conspiracy to commit these alleged crimes. The problem is that the prosecutor knows the statute says, and David DeLayden and Susan Merritt have clearly indicated before, particularly in the civil lawsuit that's been filed against them in San Francisco by Planned Parenthood, that they had reasonable belief that Planned Parenthood was engaged in felonious acts, that they were engaging in felonies by violating federal and other laws that prohibited them from procuring, harvesting, and selling these baby body parts. And that's what they were doing to Stem Cell Express and others. In fact, there's a lawsuit now by a different prosecutor in another part of California against those groups, those organizations that were buying the body parts from Planned Parenthood. They actually had created catalogs of baby body parts, like you would have auto parts. They created baby body parts catalogs, and they would give the hot item of the month, something that they were promoting that was the hot item of the month, a heart, a lung, whatever it might be. Planned Parenthood surely had to know about that because this is one of the groups that they were selling these body parts to.
Well, we know they know about it. They were caught on video acknowledging as much. And 15 felony counts. They want to put these two away and send a shot over the bow of other pro-lifers and would-be investigative reporters like David and Susan and whistleblowers. So this is an attack against whistleblowers, blowing the whistle on horrific, Mengele-esque crimes, Hitlerian kind of crimes against humanity. And of course, they're going after the heroes here for a politically motivated witch hunt, and they intend to try to put them away for years. Matt, 15 felonies, they could do years and years in prison.
Yeah, they could. Consequences of having 15 felonies, I mean, can you imagine that? Just imagine having one felony, but 15 felonies, you have huge consequences to that. So obviously we have to take it seriously, continue to pray for this case. Our client is Susan Sandra Merritt. She's one of those two undercover individuals. The other one was David DeLayden, and those two filmed these conversations with Planned Parenthood individuals who were boasting about selecting baby body parts, boasting about and talking about selling and procuring and how much they would purchase these body parts for. And then we know that they were providing these to groups like Stem Cell Express, and that group was putting them in catalogs and selling them for enormous prices, in some cases 700% more than what they even purchased them from Planned Parenthood. And they're under a state lawsuit right now in California by a different prosecutor in a different part of California. So this is a serious case, and we've got to take it seriously. We need you to pray and to stand with us as we stand with our client, Sandra Susan Merritt. You may see her name Sandra, that's her name, but she also goes by Susan, that's her middle name. So Susan Merritt, Sandra Merritt, that's our client. She is someone who just wanted to be able to reveal to the rest of the world what was going on in these acts of felonies that were being committed, that she believed were being committed by Planned Parenthood. And I think anyone who saw these videos is shocked. And there's been congressional investigation going on. There's been other kinds of activity going on, state investigation going on in Planned Parenthood. Susan should not be the target, but this is California and it's San Francisco, and we're going to have to defend her there.
And in the meantime, the Center for Medical Progress, the organization Susan and was affiliated with, working with David, and they're undaunted. They're having just released a new video of Planned Parenthood in Arizona, talking about horrific performing abortions on perfectly viable babies, and saying that effectively the woman saying that you have to pay attention to who's in the room when verifying signs of life. In other words, if they're still alive, make sure you know who's in the room before you kill them. So they remain undaunted.
Wow. Yeah, it's such a sad day where you have an organization like Planned Parenthood. They're getting federal funding, and we still don't have a Congress that has fully defunded them. They're getting funding on the state level, and they're America's certainly largest genocidic organization, brutally selecting innocent children for horrible, brutal deaths and boasting about it. And then having all kinds of things like this where they have collusion with the state government, where the state government even backs them to the point where they file indictments against whistleblowers. Continue to pray for this case, pray for Susan and David. So we represent several individuals who have been giving peaceful information, literature, sidewalk counseling. They're not blocking access. And as a result of these buffer zones, they can't get anywhere near someone to have a reasonable conversation or to pass out a piece of literature giving them the alternative to abortion, perhaps even adoption and other helps. They have to get moved away 50, sometimes up to 70 feet away. We're going to continue to defend them as we have in the past. We're certainly going to defend Sandra, our client. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org for more information and to support this ministry.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.